Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 57. The Huffington Post. Many founders should adopt Mark Metry's limits don't exist mindset. It reminds me of Elon Musk. Mark Metry is the host of iTunes' top chart podcast, Humans 2.0. Mark's show features innovative and talented guests like Jam Summit, Neil Patel, and David Meltzer to educate others, change their lives, and upgrade to the human version 2.0 that is inside each of us. Prior to creating the Humans 2.0 podcast, Mark was the founder and creative director of PPMC, started in 2013, the number one Pixel Moon Minecraft server in the world. As creative director, Mark grew the company's website to reach over 10 million users and 10,000 registered premium members. Mark founded and operated VO Dream, started in December 2016, a growing and innovative virtual and augmented reality marketing and advertising agency based in Boston. Mark is Quora's top writer 2018. Mark Metry, what a pleasure to have you here. Hi.
Hi, I can tell you this is an utmost pleasure and honor to have you, or to have me on your show.
That's great.
But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. And I just shared with my listeners what you've done until now. And I would like to ask you to share with us, what are you doing and most passionate about today? And where are you heading?
Yeah, so I can tell you I spend about 80% of my time running my agency View Dream, which is a growth agency for virtual and augmented reality companies around the world. What we do is, it's pretty interesting. We, the whole marketing world is just so, not connected. And every day there's like this new article that says, go follow these LinkedIn ads or go to Pinterest or go to this or go to that. And it's just super confusing.
Right.
And, with the virtual reality industry, it's even more confusing because your target audience isn't normal people. It's people that, are super interested in buying VR headsets or already have a VR headset. So we help companies connect with those kinds of people more and really grow their business online. And I'd say the other part of that is I host a podcast called Humans 2.0, which I like to think of it as a kind of technological self-development podcast. I talk to entrepreneurs, different leaders, impactful people doing some amazing things around the world. And, it's all about upgrading to the next level of the human experience. And I learn a bunch from that. So that's what I primarily do and love doing.
Yeah, I must say that I listened to your podcast and I learned a lot as well. And I loved it a lot. Where are you heading? What plans do you have in mind?
That's a good question. So as I said, my primary focus is in the virtual reality industry. And, if you take a look at that industry, things are picking up. Facebook bought out this company for $2 billion and they've just released a few days ago, if you're listening to this on May 4th, which you're not, this thing called an Oculus Go, and it's a standalone VR headset for $200.
Oh,
and
no,
yeah.
I didn't hear that. No.
Yeah. And it's, standalone. So you don't need a computer. You don't need a phone. And, everyone is thinking that's really the first step towards mainstream adoption. So right now, VR is for early adopters and people kind of on the fringe. And, my agency is growing and the plan is to continuously grow with that. And then, by 2020, 2022, 2025, whatever the year is that VR and AR will be mainstream, my plan is to head there. And when it does, hit the masses, we'll be there and we'll have already built up that base, following, experienced clientele to really hit that industry hard. And, you know, at the same time with my podcast, I'm really trying to focus on that as well, because I think that is a very good gateway for me. You know, I started the podcast last year in August. I didn't really take it too seriously. I was thinking, you know, the world doesn't need another podcast. Who am I? But, you know, after I started taking it seriously and I put in the reps, I started working on it every single day, talking to really interesting people. You know, it climbed on the top charts on iTunes. I think yesterday, under health and self-help, it was like number 7, which is super interesting. So it really, really trying to push on that, really focus on that, because, you know, I love learning every single day. And that is a process, that is a system that I've found to really help that. And, you know, if anyone else wants to take a listen and learn as well, they can do that. So, you know, I got my bases covered, and then I've also got my bases covered in terms of impact and influence and people hearing good information.
That's right. And we will put the link to the podcast on the show notes over this interview, of course, so anybody will be able to listen. I must tell you that it sounds so clever because, first of all, I've been working with a startup doing something with, it was augmented reality, but they are cousins, isn't it? But like 5 or 6 years ago, we thought it's going to come much, much, much earlier, but everything has its own rhythm, isn't it? And it's so clever of you, because it will come. It will be part of our lives for sure. And I just remember, I don't remember who said so. He said, wow, if I just understood what Twitter is going to be. That's exactly what you are doing. I think it's beautiful. I want to ask you, who are your customers today? Or who do you consider as your customers? And how did you figure out who should be your customers?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So, you know, I can say that last year in September was when I pivoted the business to doing this. Before, we were doing something different, still in the same field, but we were doing something different. And the reason why I pivoted to this is I had a CEO of a virtual reality company contact me. And, you know, he reached out to me because he read one of my articles. And, you know, we had a nice conversation. And he asked me, you know, how I built this following, because, you know, my agency's website gets hundreds of thousands of visitors, and, you know, we spend $0 on advertising. So he was asking me, you know, how did I do that? So, you know, I walked him down that, and then after he hired me. So then that was the first glimpse that I had of, oh, wow, you know, I have this skill, I have this, you know, level of expertise that I've gained from experience and trial and error. And, you know, the world in my industry really needs that. So my ViewDream's primary customers are virtual and augmented reality startups. We work a lot with startups since the industry, you know, isn't that well developed. And, you know, we work with startups doing all sorts of things. We work with this one company that, you know, makes virtual reality games. We work with another company, it's called Fitness XR, and they're basically trying to be like the YMCA of virtual reality.
Oh.
Yeah, another startup in South Korea called Gru Labs, and they're more on the developer side. So they fix two major issues with the actual hardware via a software fix, and it's motion sickness and eye strain. So those are our primary customers, and, you know, we really help out small teams or medium-sized teams that, you know, are struggling and that need help in the industry. And before I forget, one quote that I want to say that reminds me of what you just said about augmented reality not coming soon and the whole Twitter thing is, you know, I think the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. And I think Twitter and social media is really the first step towards bringing all of that data, that information, into a mixed virtual reality world.
That's why I like so much when you talked about 2020 and 2025. I mean, you're not pushing it too hard. You're just here to stay. And that's what I loved, because I saw few companies that just, you know, gave up because it didn't happen as fast as they expected. You know, we are all about customer focus and how to approach your customers because, you know, the money is in our customers' pockets, so we probably should learn how to talk with them. And I want to ask you, what is your best advice to any entrepreneur or startup founder or a new small business owner regarding their customers' approach and customer focus? What can you tell them regarding how to treat the customers?
Yeah, this is a great question because I think that, you know, competition these days is very high. And if you're not producing a great product or a great service with great customer support, you're going to get beat and you're going to fail in the world of business. That's just how the world works. So what I really focus on and what my team really tries to focus on is, you know, speaking to a customer or, you know, a potential client with, you know, the utmost respect and applying empathy to understand their situation. Because you got to realize that a lot of these people that are running these businesses, you know, whether you're an agency or whether you're a business, a lot of them have had some not so great experiences.
That's right.
So if you can come in and say, hey, Max or whatever, I understand, you know, what you went through. I understand that 2 months ago you hired an agency and they took $3,000 from you and you didn't see any results. I understand all of that. And I've personally gone through it too. If you have, you know, don't lie or anything.
Sure.
And then break down and tell them what you could do and why that is the best possible result for you. And, you know, I can speak on agencies because that's really part of the industry that I'm in. Sure. And a lot of them, you know, especially marketing agencies and advertising agencies, they have like this blanket package service in which like it's filled with like SEO, press releases, all these different things. And the matter of the fact is everyone that is doing research these days sees that on every single website.
Sure.
So what you need to do is you need to break that down and go in depth and say why that's different. And one other thing that I would say is you should be really specific in what you do.
Love that.
So my agency, right, my agency, we do a few things well. And we do those few things well, not because, you know, it's the only thing we know how to do, but it's because we're the best in doing those things. And we have extensive experience in doing those things. And, you know, this definitely depends on how big your business is, you know, how much time, how much money you have. But really honing in on that will basically guarantee your success with customers. Just constant effort, empathy, respect, doing your own research, and, you know, working hard.
I know you've got successes, and you'll talk about it in a minute, but I want to ask you, what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers? The one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most. Can you tell us about this?
Sure. So a few months ago, we got fired from one of our clients. And that was the first time that ever happened. And at first, it was kind of like, oh, wait, what? Because it was a new experience. But, you know, after getting some feedback and really, you know, diving deep, not ignoring it, but, you know, trying to break it down, understand what we did, what we didn't do, what they wanted, what they didn't want. And, you know, you really got to soak in those experiences because, you know, I think failure is awesome. Because it's a progression of growth and
sure.
success. But it's not if you don't learn from it. A lot of people, when they go through failure, they try to ignore it. They try to, you know, brush it off. And there's a point where like, yeah, you shouldn't take it too seriously, but you should take it seriously because at the end of the day, it was your fault for failing. And what I learned from that, the biggest thing that I learned from that experience, and I would say that set the standards for my agency later on, is the importance of communication. I think that miscommunication causes like 90% of problems between people. And, you know, especially with technology these days, it can, you know, it can kind of erode conversations and relationships if it's not used correctly. And that's exactly what we did. We weren't using it correctly. You know, there was a lot of white space for the customer to second guess, to, you know, change their mind because we weren't providing them with the proper information. So really, at the end of the day, what I learned from that, that ultimately set us up for success later on, is 100% crystal clear communication with the client. And, you know, kind of like what I talked about before, telling them exactly what you're going to do and why you're going to do it, and when you're going to do it, and when they can expect it by.
I love it so much because, you know, both are working with entrepreneurs and startup founders. And for a lot of them, this is the first time that they're really meeting the customers. And there are so many things that we tend to believe that the customers know. Mm. A lot of time we study and we find out later, and sometimes too late, that we are not being understood. Sometimes we are not clear. And things that we see from seeing so many things in our area, most of our customers doesn't. So I love this story so much. And
thanks.
Now I want to ask you to share with us your biggest success due to the right customer approach. Tell us the story of your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus, or something that you did right about approaching your customer.
Sure. So I would say the biggest customer success that I've had is a few months ago, one day, you know, my agency has an Instagram account and we post daily virtual reality content. And, you know, we got a message from one of our followers and it was just like some random guy. But, you know, I responded and, you know, he just asked some questions. We ended up getting on a call and he was asking me some, you know, some questions, nothing too specific. And, you know, about 2 weeks later, I get an email from him, and he's the CEO of a moderately medium to large size virtual reality company.
Wow.
And yeah. And, you know, we got another call and, you know, he told me all this. And after me talking to him just for straight up, you know, maybe an hour and a half, you know, he would ask me questions and I would answer them and I would try to provide the utmost value. And, you know, not trying to say like, you know, if he would ask me a question about like, what's the best social media platform to use for this thing? You know, I wouldn't say like, oh, it's it could be this, but you know, I'll tell you if you hire my agency. I didn't do that. I just tried to deliver 100% utmost value as if like one of my best friends was talking to me on the phone. And he ended up hiring my team, and it's probably been the best thing for us because we've learned a lot. They've got a lot of connections that we've branched out to. And, you know, now looking back at that, what that was, you know, using content on social media and websites as a kind of gateway drug to contact me or contact the agency, and then really just not focusing in on the money, you know, what they could do for us, what we could do for them. Just trying to, in that moment, in that present moment, trying to answer with the best intentions that I possibly could, regardless of whether he was going to hire me or not. And really, that set the standard for how we do everything else. And it kind of leads us to the, you know, that saying that's, you know, give without any expectation of getting things in return.
Sure.
In a business sense, you know, there's a balance to that because you don't want to be, you know, spending 100% of your time giving things out for free because you're not going to make money. But at the same time, doing that, I believe in today's modern context where every single day I get a LinkedIn DM from this marketing guy trying to sell me his services without the guy even saying hi. That really led me to the importance of, you know, real human beings and just treating people like people and not as, you know, a $5,000 client or anything like that.
Definitely, you know, as I told you, I'm old in this world of marketing, and we used to spend so much money on TV and advertisement and just saying, buy us and take us, and not as an agency, I haven't been an agency, but for products or services or whatever. And today, when it's all about sharing, when it's all about just really giving value. So that's exactly the way it works. People see what you do. People understand that you are an expert in this field, and then they want to work with you. And I talk about it so much because I still find too many entrepreneurs and too many startups that spending a lot and much too much money on trying to generate leads and PPC. And usually, especially for startups and entrepreneurs, it's impossible to really tell the new things through an advertisement. It's really impossible. So
yeah, for sure.
Can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that related to customer focus, marketing or sales? And the reason I ask that, there are so many tools out there. And I'm not looking to add another one to the endless list, but I'm looking for the tools that the real experts and the successful entrepreneurs are using. And that's what I want to ask you. What is the most effective tool that you're using and really help you with customers or with marketing or sales?
Can I approach this from any angle?
Sure, you should.
Sure. So, I hear this question, and a lot of people talk about different CRMs and these different things. And I think everyone knows those. But if I could share one tool that has helped me, this is kind of related to getting customers effectively. And I think it's, what you just said, sharing and producing valuable content. Something that's helped me produce really valuable content, specifically articles and, you know, different pieces, writing pieces online, is this tool called Hemingway Editor. And what that is, it's like this totally free tool. It's, you can use it from your web browser. And what it does is it's really good for writing articles because it breaks down all of your sentences into, you know, it tells you this sentence is hard to read. This sentence is very hard to read. This phrase that you're using has a simpler alternative. You have too many adverbs, or you're using the passive voice. And, you know, personally for me, I'm not that great of a writer, despite me writing hundreds of articles. And a lot of them are on the number one page of Google just through good marketing and SEO.
Oh.
But
so but you're Hemingway, not such a good writer. Yeah. Hemingway
really
helps
just,
you.
Exactly. It's just really pure effort and really just plugging away. But I think that's a good editor or a good tool that not a lot of people talk about that much. And I think this is where, working harder and working smarter really comes into play.
Wow. And we will have it, of course, in the show notes, the link to Hemingway Editor. And I also want to ask you, is there any person, like it can be a service provider, like mentor or consultant or advertiser. It can also be a book.
Yes.
But the person is much cooler. That had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs as well.
That's a terrific question. I can tell you hands down from day one when I started my business, the person who taught me the most about marketing and how to really, you know, not only to get people to see your message, but also what do you do after you have that message and you have your quote unquote customer, Neil Patel. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Sure. But he wasn't, nobody talked about him yet. So I'm so happy you are mentioning him.
That's awesome. And, I can tell you, he actually ended up coming on my podcast. And
really?
He's a really, really genuine guy. And like when I first started my business, I just started messaging him on Facebook. And like a year and a half later, I was like, hey, Neil, you want to come on my podcast? And he was like, sure, let's do it. And he's a really genuine guy. And he works really hard. And he's definitely the person that you want to be listening to in, you know, May of 2018 or whenever you're listening to this.
That's great. So, Neil Patel, I do agree with you 100%. You know, there are many factors that affect and impact success, but there is usually one thing that really affects your success. And I want to ask you, what is that? What is your key success factor?
Sure. I've thought about this a lot recently, and what I think it is we hear this term called fear of failure. We hear it a lot. I honestly don't think I have that. And part of the reason why I think I don't have that is, you know, for, you know, ever since I was in middle school until high school, which is like basically from 10 years old to 17 years old, the main adolescence schooling area, you know, I got pretty bad grades. And, you know, I don't think I failed any classes, but I was just not a good student. I didn't get good grades. I was actually trying, which is kind of the sad part. You know, I tried a little bit. There's definitely like deep down, I thought it was, you know, sort of BS. But what that really taught me was, you know, I faced failure or perceived failure throughout my entire life. So when it came to business and when it came to these other things that other people were really scared of, it just didn't even come in my mind that, you know, failure didn't even enter in my mind because I thought that failure was like reserved for this specific thing. So it kind of created this white space for me to do whatever, because at that time, and you know, even today, what I've learned from is my standard was grades, which I was already failing at. So pretty interesting.
It's I love this answer so much. It's a beautiful answer. It's a beautiful story because, yeah, a lot of people are really afraid of failures, and I love this story. Before I ask you what is the best way to connect with you and we'll say goodbye, I want to ask you my mountain question. And my mountain question is, because I always, and I talk a lot about it, I really believe that this journey of taking part by part some ownership of the mind of the customers or consumers in terms of specific product or service, I always imagine it as climbing a mountain, another mountain and another mountain, getting a peak and then climbing another mountain. And I want to ask you, did you ever climbed a mountain? And I speak about real mountain, physical one, but you can take it wherever you want. Did you ever climb a mountain or wished to climb a mountain or plan on climbing a mountain? Do you have any relationships with mountains?
This is a great question. And, you know, I've got to say, I think all of us, like deep down, kind of love mountains because it resembles something. It resembles, you know, climbing that thing that you might not necessarily be able to see the top right now, but you just know that it's worth it. And you know, you're going to struggle a lot. I've heard countless stories of brilliant entrepreneurs climbing real mountains, and after they kind of break down and they realize that the mountain that they were climbing, it resembled and it symbolized them climbing all of the troubles in their real life. Personally, I've never climbed a real mountain. I definitely want to. I don't know which one, but probably the biggest mountain that I've climbed to date was, and I'm going to take this a bit personally if I can. A year and a half ago, you know, I faced some pretty serious depression and anxiety. And, you know, now looking back at it, a lot of that was caused from me not following the life path that I was really built for and me living another person's life. But, you know, really climbing that mountain for me has really exploded my own personal life into greatness. Like I would say, I've always had the business and marketing, you know, skills, so to say. Like when I was 16, I started a business and it turned into a six-figure business. So I always had that, but I just never had the mindset. I never had at that time, even though I had did that, I never thought of myself as successful. I never thought of myself as a good person. So after climbing that mountain, it really showed me the other way of what's possible. And ever since I climbed that mountain a year and a half ago, you know, the difference has been light and day. Like I can tell you, I started doing a bunch of things like, you know, eating healthy, meditating, sleeping enough, exercising, doing, you know, doing all that healthy stuff. And, you know, it it changes your entire reality. Like, I can tell you my visual eyesight, my literal eyesight shifted in front of my eyes like a year ago. Whoa. When I started to be more positive and I started caring more about people. I would say that's probably the biggest mountain that I've climbed. And yeah, I haven't looked back ever since.
Wow. First of all, thank you for sharing that. And I think it's the toughest, highest, and most challenging mountain to climb. And you reached the top. So it's really inspiring. So thank you so much for sharing that. It is really exciting. I just want, before we say goodbye, to ask you, what is the best way to connect with you or to get in touch with you for any of our listeners that would like to be in touch?
Yeah, would love to hear from anybody listening to this. I'm on every single social media platform. The main ones that I live on that you can reach me on are LinkedIn and Instagram, and you can just type in my name. It's Mark Metry, MarkMetry. You could also send me an email if you want to, and my email is Mark, M-A-R-K, at ViewDream, ViewDream.com. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you about anything. I love hearing from people, whether it's from my podcast or this podcast or anything you want to talk about, life, virtual reality, anything like that, I'd be happy to do it.
Thank you so much, Mark. It has been a pleasure. It has been so interesting and insightful, and I loved every minute of that. So thank you for coming here today.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thank you, Hyatt, for all you're doing. I listened to several of your podcasts with, you know, Guy Kawasaki. He was the first person that led me on my business journey. And Daniel Geffen, he came on my podcast too. He's a pretty cool guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. So thank you, and we'll say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye. And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.